Hi there, I'm Becky Hammond, and welcome back to Isogo TV. Wherever you are on your strengths journey, I want to help you apply your greatest strengths to your everyday work and your everyday life. Today, you're joining me for episode 21, What to Do About Strengths Envy. You know, the reality is that we look around at the talents of the people around us, and sometimes we want what they have instead of what we have. We want to get to what they get to instead of the places that we feel like we might not be getting. I've certainly experienced this, and I've seen it in the people around us. So let's figure out what to do about it, and let's dive in. Sometimes we want what other people have, and I'm talking strengths, a little bit of strength envy. And as I've thought through, I'm like, is this okay? And my answer is no, not really. It's not okay to envy because that doesn't lead us anywhere good. But admire, yes, and maybe even aspire, but not in the way that somebody else does it, but rather as an outcome that you can get to by using your own strengths. I think of that actually pretty often when I'm shooting Isogo TV. You would not believe how many takes it takes for me to get the information that's inside this intellection head out into the camera, into the world, through my mouth. It much easily, more easily comes through my fingers for me. You know, the other day I had the opportunity to interview a guy. I was with a group of fellow strengths finder professionals and enthusiasts through our strengths network here in San Diego. And I was interviewing a guy who was talking about his responsibility theme. And he was articulate and compelling and captivating. I mean, the entire room was just silent as he was talking. And afterwards, as we opened it up for questions, someone raised their hand and said, "Hey, I'm just curious, where does communication, the StrengthsFinder theme of communication, fall for you? Because you're just such a great communicator." And he looked at her and he kind of smiled and he said, 28. And everyone was shocked. 28, that's nowhere near something that you supposedly would be strong in. So how did he do it? And as we talked about it there in that room, he did it in a couple different ways, but it was by doing it, living in a way through which he was innately wired. And yeah, for him especially, one of the things he pointed out was that learner is his number one strength, the thing he draws on most in his life. And whenever he is trying to pursue a skill, he was able to learn about it. How do I create compelling arguments? How do I create interesting metaphors? He was learning it. The other way is by using some of his other strengths, like discipline, responsibility, analytical. So the way he walked us through his responsibility through strength, what he was talking about that day, was very systematic, like an outline. Like, he had come very prepared, responsibility. He had put together an outline, discipline, and he had walked us through it systematically and in a way that was compelling. And so he was using his strengths to communicate well. But it came through this structure and this desire to learn, and not through the talents of, let's say, communication talent theme, the strength of communication, which maybe is more like loving words and always wanting an audience and having the gift of gab. Rather, it came through the way that he was wired. So that's one way to kind of build up to some of the things that maybe you'd like to be better at, using your own strengths. The other way, and a way that I rely on quite a bit, is by looking to somebody else who is strong in that area, so that I actually am not working on that area using my strengths, but rather allowing somebody else to help me out in that area. So for example, I have a business friend who I always call her when I need some strategic thinking. I have a manager friend who I rely on for her self-assurance, just the confidence of making a decision and just having a gut about what to do. I have another friend who I rely on for adaptability and perspective, just always has a flexibility to her that says no matter what happens, it's all going to turn out, and yeah, sure, we can just change the plan. No big deal. It allows me to feel that and think that as well, kind of have that perspective. Or a sister who has the talent theme of includer. When I'm looking to build a group, looking to them to say, okay, what's gonna make people feel left out or feel necessarily included? So the next time you're looking around at the people around you and just thinking, man, I really wish I had what they had. I really wish I could think like they think or do what they do or influence like they influence or build relationships like they build relationships. Now you don't have to be envious. You can admire them. You can aspire in a way that makes sense to you, and you can really do something about it. Let's use this. I'm sure you can already think of somebody whose talent you wish you had or that you admire in them, and you kind of wish you were able to muster a little bit more of that. So there's a couple different ways you can go here. The first is using your strengths to try to get at that same result. So what you can do is write that talent down at the top of a piece of paper, and then write your talents down on that same piece of paper and say, how can I use my talents to get to that same result? And see what you come up with. The second is relying on someone around you. You know, sometimes it's just not practical or possible, or you don't want to take the time to develop your strengths into that same result that you're looking for, but rather you can rely on the people around you. So maybe it's even that person that you admire or that you aspire to have that talent. Maybe ask them, lean into them, and have them help you get to that end result that you're looking for. And once you do, or even if you need help along the way, I would love to connect with you. So leave me a comment in association with this episode, episode 21, over at isogostrong.com, or you can connect with me directly there as well. I want this message of strength to get out to the world. I really do. To help eliminate that hate and strife and unnecessary frustration that we deal with every day in our work, in our lives. And I think Isogo TV can help with that. So I would love for you to share with your friends, family, social network circles, or your physical circles. And thank you for joining me here today. And I hope that you will choose to join me next week as well on Isogo TV.